Assalamu alaikum to all my Islamic brothers and sisters. I got this question recently and wanted to share. What DeFi opportunities are considered halal? I want to start this video by acknowledging that I'm not a practitioner of Islam myself, and therefore I'm really not an expert on this, but I do have a resource to share, and ultimately I want you to know that there are many practitioners of the Islamic faith that do DeFi. So really, the bottom line is, this is something you should consult with your imam about, your community about, to decide if it's right for you. We're gonna head over to DeFiLlama.com. This is what the mobile dashboard looks like. It'll be largely the same if you're on desktop. You're either going to tap the search bar that appears or click this little magnifying glass at the top. And then I want you to type halal and click on this yields halal button. Just like me, they mentioned that they are not Islamic scholars. This is just meant as a useful tool. If you tap the full explanation of their methodology, you'll get this thoughtful write-up. They say, opinions on Sharia-compliant DeFi are extremely diverse, going from everything related to crypto as haram to the opposite. Right now, the status quo seems to be that everyone must review all protocols and then decide for themselves. So in order to help, they have built a DeFi dashboard that follows a simple set of guidelines. The guidelines they use are, lending protocols that have time-based loans are removed. Yield aggregators that may deposit money into lending protocols are removed too. DEXs that provide liquidity for derivatives are also removed because they reason that providing loans to a gambler is haram. Option selling protocols are removed following the same logic. In the case of uncertainty, they erred on the side of caution and removed the following protocols: algorithmic stablecoins, lending with fixed time frames and interests, CDP, Instadap, which offers some leverage to vaults, Tokmak, that offers DAO-to-DAO lending, leaving you with simple swap DEXs, or decentralized exchanges, yield farming, liquid staking, and bridge liquidity pools. And if you scroll down, you'll see a full list of protocols with clickable links and also clickable links to the different pools that meet their guidelines. Check these links out, then let me know if you're a Muslim crypto user, which protocols you find are halal or haram. I'd love to hear from you in the comments.